Jane McDonald is addicted to pork pies and can't leave home because of them.
ITV Loose Women's Nadia Sawala's sad eight-word childhood admission.
Richard Madeley's sex confessions, icy privates, accidents, and happy sex life. Hello and welcome to Barely Contained, the online celebrity journalism podcast that's got a plan, and that plan is working. Other podcasts simply do not have a plan. I'm Matt Withers, and I'm joined, as ever, by Chris Beckett.
Wow, perder be damned.
Yep, I was being our benevolent overlord, Rishi Sunak, huh?
Yeah, wow. Last few days, but who knows?
Yes. By the time the next podcast comes out, he will still be Prime Minister. So you've got that to look forward to, listeners.
So what have you got for us this week, Matt? Or this month, I should say.
Well, I want to start with a story from the online pages of the Daily Star, and it's headlined, and listen, you can be forgiven that this is a name that you've not conjured with for some time. Jane McDonald is addicted to pork pies and can't leave home because of them.
Right. Pastry-induced agoraphobia. It's a common topic.
I mean, that is unusual, isn't it? If you couldn't leave your house because of your pork pie addiction. I've not read this story yet, Chris, so I don't know. I presume it means that she just can't squeeze herself through the front door.
Let's find out.
Well, the stand first is beloved TV presenter Jane McDonald says everybody is shocked when they find out she's from Wakefield and she'll never leave because she can't live without the pastires, which I assume is a misspelling.
I think you assume right.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know about you. I'm not really shocked that she's from Wakefield.
Well, I have to say, I've heard her accent and I didn't think, oh, what part of New York are you from? I don't know quite why people be so surprised by that. I mean, what little I can remember about Jane McDonald, it's a pretty distinctive accent, isn't it?
Mm. I mean, I thought she was born on a cruise ship.
she'd never left. She'd never actually set foot on land like a mermaid.
Exactly.
For the younger listeners, Chris, of which we don't have any, Jane McDonald, do you wish to praise her career?
Yeah, so she is an entertainer who I would say largely made her name through a documentary series called, I think, was it The Cruise or The Cruise Ship?
I think so.
Yeah, and she was a cabaret performer on cruises, and from the back of it got herself a presenting career and a fair bit of fame. And I think she's still now
on a cruise
too. She's not on a cruise unless she's doing a kind of like, you know, Radio Caroline, or is it Radio Luxembourg, the one that was from a ship?
Yeah, that was. I mean, that's a really contemporaneous reference for the teenagers. Yeah.
But no, she's on Radio 2 now, I think.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, it goes on. National treasure Jane McDonald has admitted she can't leave her home city because of its famous pork pies. So it's not a home as such. You know, she can go outside, but she can't leave her home city because of the pork pies. It's a conundrum that she's got herself into.
Yeah.
The singer and TV host says she can't live without her fix of the meat treats from Wakefield's Allen's Butchers.
Sounds like a junkie.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Yeah.
She's jonesing for jelly.
Inject it straight into the eyeballs. The star of Cruising with Jane McDonald has shed weight in recent years after cutting out junk food. Which is confusing, isn't it? I mean, you'd sort of guess that the star of Cruising with Jane McDonald would be Jane McDonald, wouldn't you? I suppose, as a clue.
I mean, yeah. She would be my first port of call.
Yeah, well, good pun. Because
thank you.
She does go, into ports. I mean, it does say that she's cut out junk food, although it immediately says she can't live without a fix of meat treats.
I
So,
mean, yeah, this could be a great story for the pork pie industry.
I think it's the boost they need.
Yeah.
But there's one part of her diet she refuses to ditch, and it is the West Yorkshire firm's award-winning growlers. Jane said, "A lot of people still say to me, 'Why do you live in Wakefield?'" Growlers? Is that a common sort of Yorkshire phrase for the pork pie?
I mean, I have Yorkshire blood in me, but I couldn't hand on heart say that I knew growlers was a type of pie.
I've never heard that word used to it before. I mean, I went to university in Yorkshire, but like most people, Chris, I did not engage with the locals.
What a lovely tale.
I'll tell you why I still live in Wakefield. Alan's pork pies. They are absolutely brilliant. It is a neighborhood, it's a community, it's Wakefield, and it's my safe space, and my family are all there, and all my friends are there. So why wouldn't I live in Wakefield? Quite
Sounds like
aggressive,
she's,
isn't
yeah, I mean, it sounds like she just likes the pies.
it? Yeah.
Everything else is just, window dressing.
She's been held hostage. I'd like to see a picture of Jane with a newspaper bearing today's date to prove that she's still alive. Yeah, it's a safe space. They've spelt neighborhood in the American way, which
Nice.
is very strange. I mean, it's a fair point. Why wouldn't you live in Wakefield if you've got easy access to pork pies?
Yeah.
Everyone is always shocked when I say, "Yeah, I'm still a Wakey girl." But they did the best pork pies ever. She made a resolution towards a healthier lifestyle after acknowledging her poor dietary habits. Most notably, she lost weight after joining ITV's Sugar Free Farm reality program in 2017.
Oh,
Do you remember Sugar Free Farm?
it does not ring a bell. Do you know any other celebrities who
Well,
were on Sugar
as
Free?
ever, let's have a quick look and see if it's actually got a wiki. Sugar Free Farm 2017. Oh yes, it has. Right. Well, here you go.
Was it the leprechaun from the Lucky Charms ad?
You know what? So she was actually in. She was in the, according to this, the 2016 edition. I will give you. You haven't got it open in front of you, have you?
I haven't, no.
I will give you everything I own if you tell me who narrated the 2016 edition of Sugar Free Farm.
Oh, can I get any kind of clue?
Yes, it's unlikely you're going to get it. That's your clue.
Guy Mowbray.
Olivia Colman,
Oh, my word.
who I think it's fair to say has progressed since Sugar Free Farm. She's done all right for herself since Sugar Free Farm.
Wow.
No,
My goodness.
the other contestants on the same series as Jane were James Arge Argent, often of this parish,
Yep.
the actress Cipelli Dorgu, who was best known for playing Kelly Crabtree in Coronation Street.
Okay.
Yet Jennifer Ellison, who's a bit of a
Oh,
blast.
yeah.
Mark Labette, who of course is from The Chase, and an anecdote I have about him, which I've probably told too many times on this podcast, and Rory McGrath, who people may remember from They Think It's All Over.
Yeah. Wow.
So I mean, do you want to guess anyone who might have appeared on the 20 the second series in 2017?
I mean, firstly, I'm stunned that there was a second series. It doesn't
Second
sound like the most
series was no narrated by
thrilling.
Helen Baxendale.
Blimey, goodness gracious. Okay, I'm gonna go with Dappy. Am I
No.
close?
I mean, you're not. Yeah, no, not
Jasper
quite.
Carrot.
No, Jasper Carrot was legendarily quite thin.
Okay. Anne Widdecombe.
Oh my God, yes, you've got it. You've got one.
Yes.
Well done. Well done. The one I thought you'd get would be Gemma Collins as James R. Jellicent was
Oh,
on the
following
first
on from
one.
Marge. Yeah. No,
But you've
that would
also
make
got
sense.
former Doctor Who star Peter Davison, dancer Stavros Flatley, Alison Hammond, and Joe Pasquale. So, I mean, we've gone really off topic there, but I think it was worth it.
Yeah, I'll bring back Sugar Free Farm.
Bring the hashtag. Bring back Sugar Free Farm, listeners, is the official hashtag. Let's carry on. Sugar Free Farm follows celebrities as they try to improve their diets by expelling sugar from their diets. And while on the TV show, she met Angelique Panagos, the resident nutritionist at the farm, who provided her with a game-changing recipe that perfectly satisfies her cravings when she desires something comforting to eat.
Is it have a pork pie?
Yeah, that's it. It's like, to be fair, pork pies. No sugar.
Yes.
Like absolute other crap, like eyeballs and tails, but no sugar. The only bread I eat is that I've got a recipe from Angelique. It's got no yeast in it, and it's made with lots of pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds, wholemeal flour, oats, and yogurt of all things.
Really doesn't sound much like bread.
No. She added, it's literally 20 minutes and it's ready to put in the oven. I don't eat a lot of it, but when I'm really craving a bit of starch, I just get some out of the freezer and stick it in the toaster and it's done.
Oh, those starch cravings, they'll get you.
I don't know about you, Chris. I did, you know, normally about 3 in the afternoon, it hits me. I'm just like, oh, gotta get a bit of, gotta get a little bit of starch.
Starch cold turkey.
The former Loose Women panelist revealed that aside from the bread recipe shared by Angelique, she's cut out white carbohydrates from her diet, such as flour or pasta. I lost a stone and a half from taking part in the TV show Sugar Free Farm, she revealed. I used to eat so much rubbish, I didn't realise how much rubbish I used to eat.
What a great quote to finish on.
Quick look at the comments here. The one and only me says, who? Which seems very unfair because we pointed out very early on in the article, it pointed out that she's the star of Cruising with Jane McDonald.
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised the CEO of Alum's Butchers hasn't come in.
And SJH says rather cruelly, I think, we can only hope that she never leaves her home.
Harsh.
Which is very cruel, I think. But oh, what a way to start.
Yeah.
Now, Chris, I think you are taking us to a story about the sister of a star of Press Gang.
Yes, you are. You're right. Going from one former loose woman, not contestant presenter, to a current one. ITV Loose Women's Nadia Sawalla's sad eight-word childhood admission.
Ooh.
The Loose Women team's chat turned to ice cream vans on Friday's edition of the ITV daytime show.
Well, of course it did. I mean, they are always on top of the latest current affairs.
Absolutely. What is this eight-word going to be? Eight-word admission. What do you
Eight, a
think?
sad eight-word childhood admission. I was never a child. I born adult.
Wow.
You can tell we don't prepare for this,
I was
listener.
gonna say, I mean, that's sort of off-the-cuff banter.
Yeah.
Loose Women's Nadia Sawalla made a startling revelation about her childhood on the latest episode of the show. The team was discussing the fact that an ice cream man had been threatened with prosecution over excessive use of his distinctive chime when Nadia made her confession.
Oh, interesting.
I just say to ice cream vans when they're in my area, can you turn it up? Because I go out and we can't find them. And you know when you run and you think it's to the right, whack it to the right, rack it right up for me, she exclaimed.
Well, that makes no sense. So
So she's.
how does she, if she can't, what? If she can't hear them, how does she know they're around?
Yeah, and she seems to think that if it's encouraging her to, if she thinks it's coming from one direction, putting it louder will somehow get her to find the right direction.
Yeah, just I've got my questions about this story. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Yeah. Explaining why she goes looking for them, she admitted, "I had a whole childhood where my mum told me that every 10th ice cream from the ice cream van is poisoned. So we went through our whole childhood with no ice cream from the ice cream van."
Oh, fair play to her mum. That's a cracker, actually, to be fair.
Wow. I just imagine that sort of asterisk on the van.
Yes, they'd have to put it. They'd have to put
90%.
that. Yeah, 90% safe, and it'd just be below their very, very poor quality Tom and Jerry cartoons.
Yeah. Number of ice creams sold since a fatality, and then there's like a flip chart.
Yeah.
It's going like 7, 8, 9,
Yeah,
and then the poor guy at the front of the queue.
be like
That's
Steve Coogan's swimming pool attendant from the
oh
day to
yeah.
day.
Well, her fellow panelists, Christine Lampard, Frankie Bridges, and Katie Piper looked astonished. She laughed about it. Katie told her, "My mum would be like, there are choco ices in the freezer, but this is worse."
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say significantly worse.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I would say criminal. If they're literally poisoning one in general, I would say that is something that Her Majesty's, His Majesty's, oh, you gotta get used to saying this, haven't you? His Majesty's Constabulary should be looking into.
Christine also made an unusual revelation when she told the panel that she used to call the red syrup that they pour over the cones monkey blood. "Is that a northern thing?" she asked as the others looked bemused. Now, Matt, is it a northern thing?
Well, I am like yourself, Chris, a gentleman of the North. I have never heard the red syrup that's poured over ice cream as being called monkey blood before.
Monkey blood. That's just strange, isn't it?
Now,
Bizarre.
I've never heard that. I mean, to be fair, an ice cream from the van was a rare treat indeed.
Rare treat.
But I don't recall. I don't think I ever had the red syrup. But yeah, no, that's a new one. That must be just in the Sawala family. You would have to check with his sister from
Oh no,
Brascank.
that's Christine Lampard.
Oh, Christine Lampard. We'd have to check with Frank.
Yeah,
He's got a
exactly.
bit of time on his hands at the moment.
Well, yeah, he hasn't got it. He hasn't been doing much caretaking of late. All right. Well, the panel fondly discussed their favorite ice cream memories. Viewers had some thoughts too and took to X, formerly known as Twitter, to share.
Just notice it's another one. Favorite spelt in the American way, isn't it? It seems to be very common that we're the US spellings are creeping into these stories. Give me a
Yeah.
U. I want a U in my favorite.
Give me a
I want
U.
monkey blood in my ice cream. I want a U in my favorite.
Yeah, but on the flip side, you do get to have not one, not two, but three viewers' comments.
Oh, God.
At Mabel Mouse commented, "My husband bought me an ice cream from the ice cream van the other day. That was the size of my head. Then he moaned that 99s aren't 99p anymore. They never were for that size. Hashtag loose women."
No, he's going to have his mind blown when he finds out that Space Raiders aren't 10 pence anymore.
Exactly. Like cover his eyes when he walks past the Freddo.
Yeah, come on, Richie, sort it out.
At Jester from 96821 also had thoughts about the 99 writing. "Ice creams are so rip-off these days. 99s are £3.50. The guy asked me what size do I want last time. SML, Med, Large, absolute joke. Gone are the days of a parent buying a round of cones for the kids playing out, and don't get me started on a chippy tea, hashtag loose women."
All right, Peter Kay.
At Flopsy Pickle remembered, "There used to be an ice cream van in a park at Watford that was ice cream and lemon sorbet out of the normal ice cream machine, and it was amazing, but I've never seen anyone else do it, hashtag loose women."
Absolute rubbish. No way there was an ice cream van in the park in Watford doing lemon sorbet.
Lemon sorbet. Wow. What a tale. Oh, hang on. There's some more. Meanwhile, at Comsey Miriam didn't seem surprised by Christine's remark, saying, "I love getting a 99er with sprinkles of monkey's blood, brackets the red sweet stuff on top. Hashtag loose women."
Okay.
However, at Coxie Hockey Chick was having none of it, chiming in, "Monkey blood, nope." Hashtag loose women.
God.
Elsewhere on the program, the panel discussed Celine Dion's upcoming documentary and also asked if it was okay to win at any cost following the Fortune Hotel finale.
That last paragraph's not doing very much, is it?
Wow, it really is. It's just something, it gives something for everyone, that show.
It really does.
Any comments? No.
No. You do surprise me.
Right, Matt. Come on, finish us off with something good.
Well, I have got a story from the Daily Star Online. It's headlined, "Richard Madeley's Sex Confessions, Icy Privates, Accidents, and Happy Sex Life." Happy's in commas, suggesting that there's a you know, there's a bit of controversy over the happiness here.
Okay, well, yeah, you probably have to ask both parties.
Yeah, absolutely. Good Morning Britain host Richard has no qualms in opening up about his sex life, and together with wife Judy, the pair have been more than happy to indulge fans in their antics.
Steady on.
Antics. That's an antics. It's like playing conkers. I don't know what's going on here. It begins. Richard Madeley and Judy Finnegan have been mainstays on our television screens for decades.
Mm-hmm.
Having first met all the way back in 1982, the pair had immediate chemistry and were more than happy to revel in each other's company.
Wow.
This is written in a really weird way, isn't it?
Yeah.
Reveling in each other's company. It's very kind of Finbar Saunders finar, isn't it? Well, it's not really, because that's double entendre, and this is literally about their sex life.
It so, doesn't make me think about revels, though.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what, how much you reckon a bag of those are these days? I bet you don't get any change out of £1.50.
I was going to say like £17.
Yeah, and in my mind, that they're still like 30p. They're probably £1.50, yeah. But if you... I don't know, if you work for Revels, you send us some. Sponsor us.
We don't ask for much.
However, at the time, both Richard and Judy were married to separate people.
Wow, I hope they weren't married to the same person.
No, that's it. Oh, I say other people. Yeah. Separate people, suggesting that they weren't, you know, it's like, well, they were married to the same person.
Two recently separated identical twins.
For their first interaction, Madeley, 68, that's the age he is now, not the age of their first interaction, should you point out, had a rather bizarre encounter with Judy as he started his new job as a newsreader on Granada TV. Judy appeared to mutter, "Hi, I'm your mummy," leaving Richard shell-shocked.
But you could argue setting the tone for their relationship.
Very early on, she's like, these are going to be the boundaries. It's very much going to be a maternal affair. This is just the tip of the iceberg, as Rich and Judy have had no issues in sharing the nitty-gritty of their love life. So, as Richard celebrates his 68th birthday today, the Daily Star looks at some of the wildest confessions the couple have shared.
Well, they couldn't even wait a year.
Regular listeners will recall there was a similar one to this on Bruce Forsyth a couple of episodes ago, and this is like that. So you get a few little headlines that sort of ease you into the next section, and the next section is headlined in large points, active sex life.
Yep.
Speaking to The Sun, Richard admitted he was very happy with his sex life to his wife Judy. He added that he believed that sex was the bedrock of any relationship, adding that people need to be attracted to their partners.
Wow.
I mean, it's controversial, isn't it?
Yeah. But, you know. He's saying what other people won't dare.
Or advisors won't go near this sort of advice, but Richard is just going to throw it out there. I've made it a rule never to talk about my sex life, but we've always shared a bed and we still share an ensuite bathroom, he explained. Having said that, I'm very happy with my sex life.
Yeah, well, so that lasted, that promise not to talk about it lasted about a sentence.
He started saying he never would, and by the end of the paragraph, he's yapping away with it like nobody's business.
Go on then.
But yeah, go on. I don't really know what the ensuite bathroom's relevance is. To be honest, I don't think that's about his sex life at all. I think he's basically boasting they've got a big house.
Yeah.
In a separate interview, he elaborated on his thoughts on sex further. In most dynamic marriages, sex is a very important component. You can deny that at your peril.
Deny it, I dare you.
What does he mean by The next section, Chris, you may have seen, is headlined Chilly Scrotums.
Wow. Great.
As one of the main stars of the ITV show, the Good Morning Britain host has made several admissions about what goes on behind the scenes of his marriage live on air. One of these came when he explained how he tried a number of unorthodox methods to help the pair conceive a child. One of these startling confessions came when Richard admitted that he used to take on a rather strange practice to increase their chances of having a baby. When me and Julie were trying to conceive, I'm sorry about this, listener, but I can't sugarcoat this. I used to douse my balls in icy water before intercourse, he said.
I just imagine him like perhaps jumping on to obviously the now disgraced Fred Talbot's weather map. And maybe like dipping them in the Albert Dock.
Yeah, just he's on the map. He's just off the coast of Southport. Oh my word. Yeah, he definitely did that. Yeah.
Yeah.
December, he went out 3 o'clock in the morning. God.
Right, Judy, that's the lunch break done.
Despite the confession, it was soon revealed that the practice was not so successful as the pair struggled to bring a baby into the world. This would then change when they welcomed daughter Chloe into the family,
Yep.
which leads us.
Having a child will not really change you
That would
from not having a child.
change. Yeah. Leads us on to the next headline, Accidental Kids.
Well, I bet they love that.
As Richard could not stop with the confessions on the show, the ITV host also revealed live on air on Good Morning Britain that his daughter Chloe was an accidental pregnancy. He admitted that she was not planned, but the pair decided to bring her into the world all the same. This is remarkably callous, isn't
Handled in such a sensitive way.
it? Oh dear, oh dear. Then Judy got pregnant again. It was an accident, he explained. Sorry, Chloe, but you were, and you know it.
Oh,
So aggressive.
mean, yeah, I feel like there's a lot going on there.
There's a lot going on in this family.
She's obviously they're obviously like laying little breadcrumbs to let
All
her realize all
also,
through formative years.
it doesn't mention it here, but at the moment that he broke that news to her, he was dressed as Ali G. It finishes. Since then, Chloe Madeley has gone on to become a reality star, landing herself a slew of TV shows. This includes her own TV show on ITVB as she deals with her life as a single mother.
Yeah.
So it ends on a nice note, doesn't it? She's done all right for herself, despite the fact that her dad's made clear to her that she was not meant for this world.
Yeah, I mean, yes, the way it's built up, you would half expect that final par to be since then Chloe Maley has gone off the rails, but no,
Yeah.
fair play to her.
Fair play to Chloe Madeley, despite her terrible father, she's got a show on ITVB.
Any comments?
Chris, there are no comments.
Oh, I mean, surprising. I'd have thought Richard Madeley himself would probably be the most likely person to have commented on this.
I would say if you were to ask me which celebrity in the whole of the United Kingdom is most likely to have a Google alert on their own name, I would say Richard Madeley.
So, Richard, if you're listening to this.
Yeah, which you will be because you have an alert on your phone that is the sound of you saying booyakasha every time somebody mentions you online. Hello.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
So that brings to an end this month Barely Contained, Chris. But if you are a former presenter of This Morning, who has spent time on a floating map and now wishes to engage more with the Barely Contained brand, how would that person go about it?
I would engage with the Barely Contained brand by going to Twitter. No, I'm
Stroke
not going to call it
X.
X. I'm
You're
not.
gonna go, okay.
At barely underscore pod, or Facebook Barely Contain the Podcast for all manner of archival footage and bonus content, but also YouTube as well these days.
Yeah, we're on YouTube. You can pop a comment on there. You can subscribe. You can rate us up or down. Up would be best, but I wouldn't blame you if it was down, to be honest. But do please subscribe to us on whatever podcast you listen to this on, whether that be Apple or Spotify or Amazon or what have you. I wouldn't bother on Google Podcasts. They're shutting that down in the next couple of weeks. But I
Oh.
assume that we'll be on YouTube Music, which is the anointed successor to that. So yeah, please subscribe, leave us a little review. Tell your friends, go out on social media, TikTok about us, stand outside Richard Madeley's house and shout through the windows.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, thank you very much, Chris Beckett.
Yeah, cheers, Matt. Matt, it's been a pleasure as always.
Absolute honor and a privilege. And thank you very much, you, the listener.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye.
There's not going to be one grain of sugar for the 2 weeks on the farm.
Real food, nothing else.
There's some broken people.
This is feeding my soul.
Can six celebrities go
sugar free?
I've actually achieved something.
The brand new series, Sugar Free Farm, next Tuesday at 8 on ITV.